With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is designating two Ecuadorian gangs as foreign terrorist groups.
This marks the Trump administration's latest step to target criminal cartels in Latin America. Thursday's announcement came during Secretary Rubio's stop in Ecuador as part of his Latin American trip. The U.S. military strike against Venezuela's Tren de Aragua gang has overshadowed Secretary Rubio's trip. That attack has raised concerns in the region about what may happen next.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Trump administration pledges to increase military activity to fight drug trafficking and illegal migration. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his party is formulating a plan to confirm a bunch of President Trump's nominees in batches over the next few weeks.
We've kind of shopped these ideas around about how to do this in a way that actually helps us clear the backlog and creates a way for us to confirm the rest of Trump's administration, President Trump's administration.
Senator Thune made his comment on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump wants European countries to stop purchasing Russian oil. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
That was the president's message to European leaders in a Thursday call. A White House official said those oil purchases are helping Russia fund its war against Ukraine. Donald Trump also urged Europe to put economic pressure on China for funding Russia's war efforts. The president joined a call of the Coalition of the Willing Countries who were meeting on security guarantees for Ukraine in the event of a peace deal with Russia. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Wall Street is lower after questions about whether the U.S. job market has slowed by just enough. The Dow dropping 286 points. This is SRN News. Tim Kaine doesn't like the Declaration of Independence.
The Founding Fathers wrote that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. But Kaine, the Democratic senator from Virginia, finds that troubling. During a recent meeting of the Foreign Relations Committee, Kaine said, quote, "The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator is extremely troubling. That's what the Iranian government believes." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President J.D. Vance this week met with families and victims of the deadly shooting at a Catholic church in Minneapolis. Vance, who converted to Catholicism in 2019, visited the Annunciation Catholic Church after the attacker opened fire during the first mass of the school year. The vice president and his wife held private meetings with the parents of two children who were killed and families of some of the 21 injured. This is SRN News. A woman forever linked to a dark day in American history has died.
Ruth Payne, a kind young woman who briefly allowed Lee Harvey Oswald and his family to stay in her home in the Dallas suburb of Irving in late 1963. On the morning of November 22nd, totally unbeknownst to Payne, Oswald retrieved the rifle and ammo he'd been hiding in her garage, and you know what happened a few hours later in downtown Dallas. Meanwhile, Ruth Payne died this week in a senior living facility in Santa Rosa, California. She was 92. Jason Walker reporting.
Joseph McNeil, a key figure in the civil rights movement, has died at 83. McNeil was one of four students who staged a sit-in at a segregated Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina in 1960. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.